So laws and policies are, of course, very important to provide teeth to these international agreements and ensure that those are codified in each nation's laws and thus required, right, these changes to occur. But a lot of conservation work also really needs a lot of funding. And it's estimated that to achieve the Aichi biodiversity targets, for example, we would need $300 to $400 billion per year to be able to achieve them. And in 2016, only $52 billion in money was available globally for conservation. So woefully far behind, right, in the amount of money we need to actually make all these conservation things happen. And that money, that $52 billion, came mostly from public and philanthropic funds. So basically donors, right? And to some degree, taxpayers. So, you know, you've already learned in the U.S., for example, that you pay taxes on and licensing fees, right, that go into funding conservation in this country. And U.S. taxpayers, though, contribute 90 times more to our military through our tax dollars than we do to conservation. So it still remains an extremely low priority spending item for the government of the United States. Private investment is still extremely rare, and there's a lot of promise that markets can go a long way to fund conservation. But the problem with private investing is, you know, private investors are seeking financial returns, and conservation poses unique uncertainties and risks. There are a lot of opportunity costs, right, of conserving a forest, for example, and not doing something else like developing the land that could make more money. And so the profits are also somewhat lower often from conservation, particularly because of the way our macro capitalistic system is geared, right, to not take into account negative externalities and the cost of doing production. So most of the conservation funding and most conservation work is carried out by government agencies and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on philanthropic and public funding.